you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
A long-awaited U.S. government report on UFOs was released Friday, and it makes it clear there's a lot we don't know about more than 100 objects that have been sighted over recent years. The report draws few conclusions, but does highlight the need for better data collection about what's being increasingly seen as a bipartisan matter of national security concern. In all but one of the 144 sightings investigated, there was too little information for investigators to even broadly characterize the nature of the incident. However, there have been a number of members of Congress who were privy to the closed-door briefing on this, who expressed some alarm about what was shown to them. Joining us to talk about what's in the report and where the federal government goes from here is reporter covering the Pentagon and national security for The Washington Post, Missy Ryan. Missy, very good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
So there, for the public and what was released in this several-page report, not really a lot of information to go on, but it does seem there was a rather strong reaction from members of Congress who saw the classified briefing. What have they said about what they saw?
Well, I think the consensus is among the lawmakers who have been briefed on this report is that it's an issue that deserves further scrutiny and further government attention in a more systematic, serious way. You know, this is an issue that for a long time was seen as a fringe issue, was not really taken seriously. You know, when I would ask people covering the Pentagon about this, you would sort of get some rolling of eyes, and it really started to sort of come into the mainstream some number of years ago, especially because of advocacy by then Senator Harry Reid. And, you know, it really is something that people are starting to think about as a national security issue rather than a sci-fi sideshow. And so, you know, what I think has made people be most concerned is the fact that, you know, we have these highly trained pilots who are detecting in a fairly regular way some of these unexplainable phenomena or incidents that are addressed in the report.
And if I'm not mistaken, the report in these incidents, we're able to determine that these were not recording anomalies. In other words, some sort of, you know, signal interference, something that determined in these cases that these were actually physical objects?
Well, I don't think that they've ruled anything out entirely. So my understanding, having spoken to people about the report, is that they are saying that it does not appear to be any sort of U.S. government technology that, you know, perhaps Navy pilots wouldn't be aware of. That seems to have been ruled out. They cannot rule out it being foreign government technology of some unidentified kind or potentially extraterrestrial activity. And I think there is still the possibility that there could be some technical issue or environmental cause for this phenomena, something to do with the lenses of
I think we just lost Missy. We're talking with Missy Ryan, reporter covering the Pentagon and national security for The Washington Post. Also joining us is Mark von Rennenkampf, who's served as an analyst with the U.S. Department of State's Bureau of International Security and Nonproliferation, also was an Obama administration appointee to the U.S. Department of Defense. Mr. von Rennenkampf, thank you very much for joining us today. What do you think is most significant in this report released days ago?
Larry, first of all, thanks for having me. I would think the high level takeaway here is that we're no longer in tinfoil hat territory. As Missy pointed out, Congress is taking this very, very seriously. And we're witnessing really an extraordinary shift in how the government perceives these phenomena. You kind of touched on the stigma that has really been rooted for the last 70 years. I think that is slowly eroding. The government is very clearly taking this very, very seriously. We saw that most recently with the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks, put out a memo formalizing this mission at the Pentagon. So I think that's the biggest takeaway. This is a sea change in how the government perceives these phenomena. And the other, I think, critical point that we've touched on is, in general, I think the report's fairly clear that we are dealing with real tangible objects that have been observed and caught on multiple sensor platforms. So that, in general, will remove the notion that optical illusions or visual disturbances are responsible for these encounters. So that raises obvious national security concerns and very basic safety of flight concerns for our aviators that have had near collisions operating in close proximity with these objects.
One thing that's unclear to me is the concept that these would be examples of technology from foreign governments, because
right.
This is U.S. airspace where this is happening. And first of all, you know, our defense spending dwarfs other countries. So what sorts of evidence would there be that other countries have this advanced degree of technology and that they just happen to be using it in American airspace?
Larry, you ask a very good question. And I'll just briefly point to the report. The report was very equivocating. It used a lot of hedging language, but it did say that the government currently, quote, lacks data to indicate that this is potentially a foreign collection and intelligence collection program, or that we're dealing with a major technological advancement by China or Russia, for example. You bring up a good point about military budgets. Russia's military budget is a fraction that of the United States, and its military infrastructure in many cases is crumbling. China, let's be transparent, it relies on espionage to secure much of its advanced defense technology. And frankly, we know that it's struggled with basic engine technology. So look, let's not rule out that some of these phenomena, and I think we need to inject some nuance here. There's not one monolithic reason or explanation for this. There's probably a range of actual reports and kind of culprits here. But it's possible. But if we're talking about the extreme technology that we appear to be witnessing, I find that hard to believe personally. And if you look at statements from former officials, former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe has been very clear that it's unlikely that this extraordinary technology that we're seeing has been developed by a foreign adversary. Two points on that. If that were the case, we'd be confronting an intelligence failure orders of magnitude worse than 9/11. And frankly, if China or Russia had developed these technologies, I suspect the world would be a very, very different place.
We're talking with Marek von Rinnenkamp, who is a former analyst with the U.S. State Department's Bureau of International Security, was an Obama administration appointee to the Department of Defense, also wrote an op-ed in The Hill in which he details his response to the report that came out late Friday on these UFOs. And you write in this piece that transparency here can be a great uniter in the country. What additional degree of transparency beyond this report do you think is needed?
That's I think a really good question, Larry. You know, I think the general consensus, so folks who are in the government were not surprised that this report was frankly excruciatingly thin on details. Again, that's just how the government operates. When you try to pry information about a national security issue that the government has very little data on and just doesn't know what's going on, it's going to be difficult. So what I suggest is, and I would hope that the Biden administration, if it does want to live up to its very lofty commitments to unifying the country and transparency, I would highly recommend, and I would ask that it releases just very high level confidence assessments on the 18 reported encounters with objects that appeared to exhibit extraordinary technology. And what I'm specifically talking about here is for the Biden administration to release its preliminary assessment of its, again, a high, medium, or low confidence that encounter one, encounter two, encounter three truly exhibited extraordinary technology. And I asked for that, and that's specifically in the context of comments by, again, former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe. After the report came out, he was quoted saying that intelligence analysts have ruled out foreign adversaries. They've ruled out ultra-secret U.S. technology and visual disturbances and weather phenomena as explanations for these objects. So that's a pretty significant disconnect with the hedging and the equivocation that's in the report. So that sparked my curiosity, and I think some transparency can really inject some curiosity among the general public.
Bill, our listener writing on the AirTalk page, says, if the source of these objects are known by our intelligence services, whether they're friendly or hostile, I don't expect this info to be revealed. I don't expect them to tell us, even if they're of a classified nature. There's been speculation for years. Perhaps they think it best for things to remain that way. Your response to our listener, Bill, pointing this out.
Bill asks a very good question. First, I'll maybe tackle the notion that it's a secret U.S. tech. I suspect things would not have come to this point. I don't think Senator Rubio, members of Congress would have been digging and prying as much as they had if this were secret U.S. technology. Good question about foreign tech. I just, maybe this is just the optimist in me, and I struggle to see the government openly obfuscating and lying in a report saying we currently lack, again, that the government's claiming that it lacks data to indicate that these are a foreign collection program. That would be a blatant lie. And I, you know, gosh, yes, the government has lied in the past, but with the extreme attention that has been on this topic, I would struggle with that. Is it plausible that the government knows that these are Chinese, Russian, or another foreign country? It's possible, but I would personally shy against or away from that theory or that hypothesis.
We're talking with former State Department Bureau of International Security and Nonproliferation analyst Marek von Rinnenkamp. He was in the Department of Defense as an Obama administration appointee. Thank you, sir, for being with us and sharing your thoughts and elaborating on your opinion piece in The Hill. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Missy Ryan, reporter covering military issues, national security for The Washington Post. Missy, what seems to come next out of this is we have senators and members of the House who are calling for follow-up.
Well, the Defense Department is going to set up a permanent task force to continue to watch this, collect data. And, you know, I think that having some bureaucratic repository that's responsible for doing this will, you know, lead to the public having more information and potentially, you know, different kinds of analysis as these incidents continue to occur. And then the other thing that, you know, there are other parts of the government that, you know, will be presumably compiling information with whatever the Defense Department does. Of course, there's the intelligence community. As you know, NASA also has an office that is devoted to searching for extraterrestrial life. And I spoke actually with the NASA administrator on Friday, and he said that he had asked NASA scientists to take a look at these same incidents that are addressed in the UAP report that was released last week. So, you know, you could see the potential for cross-government collaboration on this. And I think just more generally, because of the political shift that's occurred, where this is sort of no longer a taboo subject in mainstream political discourse, it will potentially, you know, lead to more frequent conversations about this. And, you know, I don't expect that necessarily means that we're going to be able to explain these incidents in the next few years. But certainly it's a sort of first step to opening the door to knowing more in the future.
I have to say it stood out to me, the quote of NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, that after he reviewed the government reports, the hair stood up on the back of my neck. I don't know if he said something similar to you, but that's certainly eye-opening.
Yeah, that's actually what he said to me. And I think it was actually, interesting, especially given his history of having taken part in some space flight himself. You know, I think it just is an indication of how disturbed and the pilots that he spoke with, some of the Navy pilots who were involved in these incidents, really were. And, it's a mixture of, alarm because they couldn't explain the incidents, but also sort of a little bit of fear about speaking out about them because they didn't want to be labeled as, overly credulous and, sort of out there. So, I think that this really is a shift in the American government establishment and political establishment treatment of this issue.
Missy, thanks so much. Good to have you with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Missy Ryan covers the Pentagon, military issues, and national security for The Washington Post. Coming up on Air Talk, Los Angeles Times columnist Frank Shong wrote an open letter to his parents that was published in the Times recently, in which he wrote about his mental health challenges throughout the course of his life and recently as well. One of the things that Frank deals with are some of the familial and cultural barriers that exist when it comes to seeking help for mental health crises. I'd like to hear from you how you dealt with that, if you've had depression, anxiety, or other mental health challenges, but you are part of a culture where that's taboo to talk about, there's a stigma attached to it, or a family where that's seen as somehow a sign of failure to struggle with mental health and to talk about it. How did you deal with that? We're at 866-893-KPECC, back in just 1 minute.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.